Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, and I am passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled, Can These Bones Live? So let's get into it. First, the big truth for this week. We are evidence of God's power to bring life from death and restoration from destruction. Ezekiel's vision of dry bones reminds us that God can take what looks hopeless and breathe new life into it. Just like Israel in exile, we may feel cut off or forgotten, but God never abandons his people. This week's Christ Connection. God gave Ezekiel a vision of his power to bring life out of death and restore a broken and scattered people. This vision points forward to the ultimate fulfillment in the resurrection of Christ. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, the King who gives life and rules over a unified people from every nation, tribe, and tongue. So this week we're in Ezekiel 37, where we see God takes the prophet to a valley of dry bones, a picture of Israel's hopelessness in exile. God commands Ezekiel to speak his word, and the bones come together, but they only come alive when God's Spirit enters them. This shows us that both the Word and the Spirit are essential for life. God promises to open graves, breathe His Spirit into His people, and bring them home. For us, this means that no situation is beyond God's reach. Through Christ, we've been raised from death to life, and our hope is secure. So here's some questions your students might ask this week. Why did God show Ezekiel a valley of dry bones? Does God ever give up on people? What's the difference between looking alive spiritually and actually being alive? How does this passage give us hope when life feels hopeless? Leaders, this week, don't shy away from talking about hopelessness. Students often wrestle with feelings of isolation or failure. Use this passage to remind them that God never abandons his people, even in exile, even in our consequences. Encourage them to see that true life comes from God's Spirit, not just looking good on the outside. Well, as we head into the Christmas season, this passage reminds us why the birth of Christ matters so much. Jesus came into the world that was spiritually dead, like the Valley of Dry Bones, and he brought life. The baby in the manger is the Savior who conquered death and gives us hope that will never fade. So, when you see lights, when you hear carols, or when you gather as a family, remember this. Christmas is proof that God keeps his promises. He sent his son so that we could move from death to life, and that's the greatest gift we could ever receive. Here's a few quick reminders for you, leaders. One, our student Christmas party is going to be Saturday, December the 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. here in the Student Center. Come join us for a fun Christmas breakfast feast and the Great Sock Exchange. Also, on December the 14th, Sunday, December the 14th at 4 and 6 p.m., we will be having our Forest Hills Christmas Choir concert. Make sure you go to fhbc.org/Christmas to go ahead and get your tickets for either the 4 or the 6 show. Also, we will be hosting for you as a token of our appreciation to your leadership and our student ministry here at Forest Hills, an old-fashioned hometown Christmas lunch on Sunday, December the 21st from 12:30 to 2:30. This will be a special time for you as our student ministry leaders and your families to come celebrate the season all together. Please RSVP so we can go ahead and make plans for you to be here. Well, guys, that's all I've got for this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and we'll catch you next week.